Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm Popping Bottles, Danny Beard.
And I'm pop icon, John Lee.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, John's reaching for the tights.
Danny is bringing all back the drag con goss.
And we find out that there ain't no party like a Lily Savage party.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard, and a special co-host today, pop icon, S Club's John Lee. Hello.
Hi.
Yay. Yay.
Do you find a lot of people just call you John from S Club, like H from Steps? Or
yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that if I'm on my best behaviour, I'm John from S Club. And if I'm being really naughty, then I'm H from Steps.
Perfect. Well, we may have H from Steps joining us today.
You may do, yeah.
This podcast is two queers in your ears talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, hookup horrors, and getting the goss from you, the listener. Anything from, get ready for this, John, turned on by my tights.
Oh, fuck's sake.
To a very different kind of Saltburn. Have you seen Saltburn?
Oh, yes, I have. I watched it just the other day.
Film.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I thought Saltburn was going to be more camp crazy and cuckoo than it was.
Well, that's
I don't
because
know if I've just got a weird
all the stuff
life.
That was in Saltburn is kind of regular weekend for you, so I kind of get...
Apart from the grave fucking, yes.
Yeah. Well, that
was
say
oh,
never.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was
weird.
The bit that was
really
I was like,
weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
we're
she's
going
caught.
There.
Someone left the key out in the rain. Girls, gays, and theys, if you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, and basically anything camp, crazy, or cuckoo. Get in touch by emailing us at letters@gossipgazepod.com, DMing us on Insta @gossipgazepod, and you can text, WhatsApp us, do whatever you want. The number is in the description of this bio. Go there to find out more.
The Gossip Gaze.
So, my loves, it's nice to be back. If you are listening, Billy is still away. She's in, where is she again?
She's having Australia.
Australia.
Having a jolly on a cruise.
Yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's cruising. She's cruising. And we got John with us today. Oh, this is very surreal, John. I used to rush home to get Miami 7 on. I loved it. And you know, my other favourite show was also pop, was Steps. They used to do a show where they would record, like do a performance at the end of it. And I used to make my own tapes. You know, where you had a TV that taped stuff. So I used to tape all different bits of like my favourite pop people and put them up, make my own little videotapes.
Well, if you...
And you grace my tapes, is
well,
what
I'm
trying
honoured.
To say.
I'm absolutely
well, if you practice the moves, you can show John right now.
What... I can't dance for shit. We're not going there. This is an audio experience.
Fair.
No one needs to
it's
see
not
my
fair
dance
to
moves.
The audience.
But I recently saw your dance moves on the tour.
You did. And thank you for coming, by the way.
No,
I was very happy
thank
that
you
came.
Invited me. Yeah. I don't want to name drop, but you're here, so I will. Yeah. And I felt so honoured. And you know what? I've worked with Bradley from the band mm-hmm. a few times. She loves a pride as well.
She loves a pride, yeah.
I need to see more of you at my prides.
Oh, no, that's what you were saying to me then.
Yeah.
Like, can you go out to the prides and stuff?
Why don't you do it?
I might do this year, actually.
I think you should off the back
show my
of
face
this
a little bit more.
And show everyone those backflips. Everyone was like that on our own.
I'm not sure if I... After I just did the Jingle Bell Ball, I'm not sure if I can do them anymore because I bashed my knee and I've got this, like, egg underneath my...
On your kneecap.
Underneath my patella, yeah. And it's not gone
well,
down
I don't want to
so
be rude, but you're cracking on a little.
Do you know what? I am. No, I am.
I am. How old are you? Can I ask
In a couple of weeks, I'll be 42 in a couple of weeks.
No. So yeah. You're actually not. I'm 31. You're only 10 years. You were the youngest in S Club, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm the youngest, yeah. So I'm 42, Tina's 47.
We'll edit that out. Don't worry, Tina. She's not listening.
No, she looks incredible. She's proud of it. If I look like that when I'm 47, I'll be well happy.
And you all looked incredible. What was one of your favourite things about going on tour with them all? The whole gang back together again?
Yeah,
or was it like...
It was, in a weird way, because the last one we did in 2015 sort of... We did it and it was a bit rushed and it was a bit crap and I don't know, I didn't really enjoy it.
Okay.
But this time around, it was just a really happy environment. We were really well looked after and I don't know, just the fans came out in force and we did all like meet and greets and stuff before the show and everyone just seemed really happy that we were there like to celebrate with us. So
and cool. I think as well, it felt like it had a bit of production behind it. The screens were great. You were great. And one thing I thought coming away from it was, I went, oh my God, it was just you guys.
Yeah.
Like,
no dancers,
you know, no dancers, no like massive stunts.
We spent all the money on the screens.
Yeah.
No, but we couldn't afford any dancers.
But it really worked.
Yeah. When it was first put to us that it was just going to be us, we were like, no, we need dancers because we've always had them. And they were like, no, because people just want to see just you.
And you were giant on the screens and the camera work and you just, it was so cohesive. And you're doing more, right? Am I right?
We're off to America, actually, in February. We go, Toronto and then Boston, Chicago, New York and Los Angeles.
Do you find American fans very different from British fans? Because I've just got back from DragCon and they're so different, I find. But I don't know if that's just a drag fan thing.
I don't know, actually, because the majority of people that came to our meet and greets here in the UK were from America.
Yeah.
I would say 70% of them were from America. That had made the trip, and then we announced the American tour, and they were like, fuck. just spent all this
money
on flights.
But they're the super, super American fans,
They would have come anyway, yeah. But they're quite intense.
Very happy. Like, I mean, I don't know how Americans are so happy when they've all got diabetes and Trump, but I take my hat off to them. They're all very super into it.
Yeah.
And do they? For me, it's when they say things like, "Do you remember in 2017 and you did this thing?" And I'm like,
"No,
put it on Wikipedia."
No, I don't remember. And I just pretend like, "Yeah, I remember that." Yeah. And where are you from? Oh yeah, oh God, I love Texas. Yeah, not knowing a thing about America.
Yeah.
Well, listen, girls, I just got back from DragCon, as I said. I've done it was 2 days this year, not three. Have you ever been to a convention?
No, I haven't. I really want to go, though.
What convention would you go to if you had to go? Would it be a DragCon?
Yeah, DragCon.
Yeah.
I love drag.
I know.
Yeah.
But if people that don't know what a convention is, imagine what you think of, you know, Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. It's the comic nerds.
I've been to Comic-Con. And that's already quite sweaty. I can only imagine what DragCon is like.
It's cool. It is cold in there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I still have a fan. You know what I'm like wherever I go.
You've got a team.
Yeah, but the fan's on me, Sam, not the team. I don't want to sweat when I'm in drag. I'm a sweaty person. But it was quite cool in there. But everyone's nice. Do you know what the nicest bit? There was like loads of kids.
That's
time.
Nice.
And like young people that, you know, can't come to my show. My show is not appropriate for kids. Do not bring your children or under 16s to it. But these got to live it and enjoy it. And it was just dead super nice to meet them all. I feel like you can hear in my voice a little bit that I've spoke for 12 hours a day for the whole weekend.
Just a little bit, but I think you've got another 40 minutes in you. You'll be all right.
Oh, baby, I'm on my second coffee. You give me 5 minutes and a letter and I'll be swinging off the walls.
Any DragCon drama?
I don't think there was any DragCon drama. I did recall Bring Back My Girls. It's a World of Wonder show where the whole of the season that we were on, season four, we all got back together and we got questions.
Was that the first time you've all been together since
the tour?
So almost like a year anniversary almost.
Yeah. I think as well it is different now because obviously we've all gone away for a year and everyone's doing different things. And I think if some people are happier than others.
Some people got the bookings. Some people got the gigs.
I didn't want to say it.
I mean, you have said on this podcast before that there are certain members of your cast that you thought showed their true colours since the show.
Yeah.
Any update on that?
Colours are there.
Colours are there.
Colours are colouring.
Colours are colouring.
I can taste the rainbow. Can I just say now, you've just thrown me under the bus. You've made an effort today, Sam.
I know. I try to make an effort when guests come in because, as you pointed out to me this morning, I normally look scruffy.
It's the gym gear. The gays like the gym gear, I think.
I know, but also,
they appreciate it.
Normally, I come straight from the gym as well. when
all
I
right,
come
showing
here.
Off, all right?
Well, but
well, I walk past the gym sometimes, all right?
you're aware of the gym.
And you must work out, John, a lot. This isn't me coming on to you, by the way, from across
no,
the
no,
room.
No.
Do you work hard?
Do you know what? I'm actually really lazy.
Really?
Yeah, I am actually really, really lazy. There's times when I go to the gym and maybe just like touch a couple of machines and then move out. Like, I hate it.
I do.
Well, gyms don't have much space to do backflips. So no, if your workout doesn't really
true.
Work.
Yeah.
You must have ramped it up for the tour.
I did get myself in shape for the tour. Yeah. Before the tour, I was a bit fat and I was really unfit. Like run to the end of the garden and be like, so I had to sort myself out.
I mean, I couldn't run to the end of the garden. I get to the fridge and I'm like,
that's just because you're excited. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think we should crack on with today's show. And John, we're going to have you back for our bonus ep and I'm going to unpick and ask all the questions I've always wanted
go
to ask
it,
you.
Babe.
Am I allowed to do that?
Go for it.
Now, I have to also make a slight apology on behalf of our beautiful listeners because I don't know if you've ever listened to this show, but people like to talk about rude stuff. Mm. Well, I'm hoping that Lily May has picked some nice things today.
I actually think it's some of the worst.
I really hope it is. Yeah. You don't have to be polite around me. Like, seriously, I was actually going to ask when I first came in, am I allowed to say?
We're
in good company. Don't worry about it.
There's one sat between us, baby. We can say it.
Just as a tease, I do sort of try to skim the letters whilst you're doing the catch up, so I can read it better. I jaw dropped.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm glad I read it ahead of time.
Right, well, I'm glad I've been pre-warned. I'm going to have a vape and a sip of my iced coffee.
The Gossip Gaze.
Okay, girls, gays and ladies, we are going to be back with some questions after this short break. But first...
Are you cuckoo for confessions?
Are you gagging for gossip?
Or are you turned on by tittle-tattle?
Ooh, then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies, and tell them to listen to The Gossip Gaze.
Spread the love by spreading the podcast and share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few moments.
Nobody does that, do they?
No.
Danny?
Yeah?
You know, in the last record, we actually asked people to send in screenshots. If they have in fact shared.
Did we?
Stop it.
We have had some WhatsApp screenshots in.
How many?
I would say a handful. Yeah, a handful of screenshots.
Yeah,
No. You said if anyone sends any in.
Yeah.
You've been on mic and we have had in. Thank you to the gens. Thank you. There's a gentleman that sent one in on WhatsApp. So, and on Instagram, we've had DMs.
Yeah, I offered them something for free.
You said a prize and they have been asking for their prizes. So.
Fantastic.
It's your fault. And I want to hold you accountable for that. So, A, we've had the WhatsApps in. People are sharing on WhatsApp. So that's staying in the script.
Okay, well, if they've already sent it in, the prizes aren't no more.
Well,
if they've already sent it in, then I've got my Polaroid in today. We will get some fun Polaroids around the studio and that could be
gorgeous.
There you go. That's
gorgeous. All right.
I'm sure you said performance. No? I'm sure you said you would ask for their addresses and go give them a... private show, no?
Like the postcode lottery.
Yeah, postcode lottery of drag shows. Yeah, I'm sure that's what happens.
Who does the postcode lottery now? Jeff Brazer. Yeah. He's quite cute. I do the postcode lottery with him.
Somebody's
anyway, let's go to this bloody break. I'm going to kill you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Wasn't that a lovely break?
I loved that.
Did you enjoy those ads?
I did, very much.
Thank you so much to our sponsors for paying our electricity bill in this cost of living crisis. Listen, we've been asking for your dirty confessions, your questions and gossip. Either your own stories or, let's be honest, we can steal stories, aka gossip you've heard third hand. The wilder, the better. Sam,
hello.
What have we got in store for us today?
Dear Danny and the Gossip Gays, I often listen to your podcast and love hearing all the camp and horrifying stories you get sent in, and wanted to share one of my most disturbing stories with you. For a number of years, I provided horizontal refreshments, shagging, for a small price.
Oh!
I received a phone call one day to book my services.
I know who this is.
Stop
but
it.
They asked me to keep them anonymous. I know who this is.
Oh my God.
They came up to me the other day. This is camp.
I don't know the story.
Sorry, Sam. Carry on.
No, that's fine. I received a phone call one day to book my services and was asked if he could bring a pair of tights, to which I agreed. He turned up, had a shower, and came into my bedroom with the tights. I said, oh, I thought you wanted to wear the tights. He said, no, I wanted you to wear them. So I agreed and put them on. He was rubbing my legs, sitting on my knee, getting off all over the tights, had me in all positions. Finally, the hour passed, and he had a little spillage and was finished.
Sorry, I'm interrupting. Sex work's valid work, first of all, so this is cool. I'm getting a bit embarrassed and I don't know why.
Because I think you know something's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too much focus on the tights for no reason. Uh-huh. You know something's about to happen.
Oh God.
That's a really nice end to part one. Part two. He asked me if he could have the tights back. I said yes and started to remove them. Curiosity got the best of me and I asked what he liked about the tights so much. He said when he was around the age of 7, he remembered sitting on his mum's knee, feeling the smooth, glossy feel of her tights, and ever since that day, he'd been obsessed with the silky, sheer tights. And when his mother passed, he took all her tights and kept them. It then dawned on me, I just wanked off a guy whilst wearing his dead mother's tights.
Wow.
I was absolutely horrified to this day.
John, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
John, I'm so, so sorry.
It's all right, they weren't your tights.
To this day.
Very awkward position for me.
To this day, my whole body goes cold at the thought of it. I said, please tell me these are not your mother's tights. He said, it's okay, I've washed them. It's probably one of the most disturbing jobs I've ever done and haunts me every time I go past the tight section in Asda. I'm not sure if this will ever be read out in the podcast. You got lucky. But I promised myself I'd send it in. I've been asked to do some strange things over the years, but that has been the strangest. All my love, Anonymous.
In fairness, you couldn't make it up.
You couldn't make it up.
You know what? I like that we're providing a service here for people to get things off the chest. And I would not want anyone to go around with this story within them.
And to be fair to this listener, they provided a service, not just sexual service, but a counselling service by the sounds of it.
I don't know how many counselling sessions you've been to.
Quite a few.
None of them have involved any of my mother's wardrobe or me spaffing on any of my mother's wardrobe.
That's serious grief counselling.
That is. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Danny, do you think you're ever going to wear tights the same? Or?
As someone who genuinely wears between 5 to 6 pairs of tights every time I wear them, I don't think of tights in any way of sexual.
Do you get claustrophobic in that?
They're
Does that
horrendous. I'm like, the only thing I can akin it to, is that the right word?
I know what you mean.
Put it to is like when have you ever seen like a sausage skin getting filled up?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like it like sucks you in so much, but it's to smooth all the pads out.
I'd feel like I would panic though. I'd be like, get it off.
You are. And if you're lucky, and I'm lucky, I have someone that can pull them off for me and they just take them all in one go them down.
I'd assume at this point you just sort of have like a cable cutter.
I would love to just afford to be able to slash them off.
Yes.
Like when you order one of them rolled up foam mattresses.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like at the end of a gig.
Let's have a bit of a palate cleanser. The next story we have in is actually a voice note from Frankie. Frankie goes by he, him pronouns.
Thank you, Frankie. Let's get go.
Hello. I thought I would share a funny story with my ex-partner. Also, just started listening to the show. Absolutely love it. And also, When I saw you, Danny, at Leeds Pride, it was an unreal performance. So thanks for that. Anyway, long story short, my ex bought me a present because he thought it would be funny to do together. So basically, he bought me a clone of Willy from Love Honey, which
classic.
I'm sure you know is where you make mould of your penis. The whole purpose of this was because he wanted to make a mould of my penis and fuck me with it because he was so sick and tired of having his asshole destroyed by my big dick. So he wanted to do the same back to me. But that's not the funny part. The funny part is, after we'd made the mould and the penis was set and everything, he'd put it in his wardrobe. But at the time, his mum was going through a hard time and a divorce, so she ate a lot. So he basically used to hide the biscuits and her snacks. So long story short, fucking idiot hid the biscuits where the dildo was and his mum went hunting. And basically, when he got back, the biscuits were gone. So she'd basically seen the dildo, but it was my penis. So it's quite funny because his mum basically saw my cock. So yeah, funny random little story for you, not too dirty. Also, shout out to Sam, my ex, who's I basically pissed in his salt spray before.
Not
I
me.
Found out. He was cheating on me, so if you want to put that in there, because it's funny as fuck and he doesn't know, but if he listens, it'd be hilarious. Anyway, keep doing what you're doing. Love you all.
I love how people are now, like, using this to pass information to
exes. Quite camp. It's quite camp.
The shock there was not the clone of Willy. The shock there was I pissed in his salt spray. So he's been
wearing
in
his hair.
Is that what he said? Oh, I didn't catch that bit. Oh, that's brilliant.
He was cheating on me, so I weed in his salt spray.
I wish I'd thought of that one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of revenge in that voice note. There's pissing in the salt spray. There's I'm going to get revenge by cloning your own dick. And
destroy you with your own penis.
It's very vengeful voice note in general, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever tried to do a cloner, Willy.
I was going to ask, would you clone your own penis to fuck yourselves with your own penis?
Listen,
to fuck myself.
Oh, behave. It's the same question of if you could wrap your lips around it, you would. Do you know what I mean? If I didn't have 10 rolls in under there and counting, if I was flexible, I'd be doing it.
Look, that's different. Having the ability to suck yourself off is different from cloning your own dick.
Fucking yourself, basically.
Yeah.
I have tried to clone a Willy.
So,
Keep yourself inside of a jelly for a while.
So here's the how are you? Do you have to stay hard the entire time?
Yes, and I was like, oh, this is shit.
What are you doing? You just like putting your dick in and watching porn on the side and hoping you stay hard for the 2 hours?
I didn't do that bit. I just thought, well, I'll just do it.
You cloned a softie?
Basically, it was like a flump.
Little bean bag.
It was basically like a jelly volavon.
You know what? Pitching ideas, Dragon's Gen. So many like penis straws and like penis chocolates. I'm surprised we haven't had penis flump. Marshmallow penises.
There is marshmallow penises. Oh. I've been given one as a gift at a meet and greet. I'm serious.
Was it cloned?
Hopefully not.
Because you ate it. Straight in.
I actually do. There was only one gift that I've ever eaten that someone's made myself or tried. And it's because I knew they had a proper baking company.
All right.
And it was this weekend at DragCon. I got these amazing gifts where she printed my face on them.
Oh, I saw that on your Insta. Yeah.
And I was a bit like, you know, the best thing to get someone who's self-obsessed, a cookie with their own face on it. I get to taste myself. Yeah. But normally, and I'm sorry if you've ever brought anything to me, has anyone done this with you? Baked things in their kitchen?
You do have to be careful with.
If you're on tour,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to get, no offence, right? I don't know what your kitchen looks like.
Fair.
So I can't get ill. I don't know what your hygiene rating is, and I've eaten at some dodgy takeaways, basically.
And also, as well, 99% of people are lovely and amazing, but there's 1%, there's nutters out there as well. Do you know what I mean? 100%. You don't know what they're slipping you in your food. Do you know what I mean?
Has anyone ever brought you baked goods, or what's the weirdest thing you've had at a meet and greet?
I've had someone lick my face before.
Who
just sort of like come in, you know, to have a picture and stuff, and then just as she was leaving, she sort of just give me.
I always find
that's nuts.
Really shocked.
It's the girls that take it a little bit further. The girlies.
Yeah.
They think they can get away with it.
Guys are a little bit more nervous.
Yeah.
around me.
Yeah.
And it's straight guys because of obviously Rachel was there. So they're like, literally like shaking. But yeah, the girls are, some of the girls are quite forward.
Yeah, it's always the girls that are forward. Good for them, I suppose.
Yeah, why not?
Have we got more of these gossips?
Well, actually, John, we were going to ask you to share your own story.
My own story.
Is it going to compete with cloning willies or wearing your mother's tights?
There's no cocks in this one, unfortunately.
Get out.
Mine's a little bit of a showbiz story. Just for you, because I know you're a huge Paul O'Grady fan.
I was going to ask you about this because you've worked with Paul.
Paul was a very dear friend of mine, and we did Panther together a couple of times, and he was Widow Twanky and I was Aladdin.
Yeah.
So I used to call him Mam. He was my mum, and his best mate Vera was Auntie V. So we were down in Southampton, I think, and it was snowing, it was all icy and stuff. And so we'll come back to mine for one night and I'll make some dinner and stuff. So they come back to mine for some food and we got royally pissed. I mean, like, shit face rolling
already
on the floor. Like, they were drinking whiskey or scotch or something awful. They were just legless.
Yeah.
So it's come, I was staying in a little apartment and it was time to go home. I was like, see you later. So they've gone downstairs and 5 minutes later, the fire alarms have gone off in the building. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I was like, she's probably downstairs smoking in the building or whatever. But it was one of them ones, you know, if you push the green button to let open the door, where they were so pissed they couldn't figure it out. So she smashed the fire alarm instead. So you've got two. And then I've looked out the window. They are howling. And when I mean hacking, laughing, cackle.
Yeah.
Dragging each other, holding each other up, like skidding across the ice. Fire engines coming round. I've had to switch all the lights off and lay down on the floor and make out I weren't
in. You're not in.
Yeah, exactly. They were pissing themselves.
I live for that
story. Was one of the nicest, loveliest men I've ever met in my entire life. He's so smart, like such a clever man, and just so funny. I miss him very, very much.
I love that. I would have loved to have been able to see Lily live.
He was, honestly, it was amazing. And that was his sort of comeback to Panto, because he hadn't done Lily for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And then he come back and did that, and he's just amazing.
How
legend.
How did he find doing the drag again?
He was nervous.
About it a lot?
He was really nervous, yeah. I think, because when your name's on it, you know, it's like Lily Savage, and then like Aladdin is like this, you know, the title of the show is theirs, and his face is up there. So it's a lot of responsibility, do you know what I mean? So I think he was a bit, what if? But of course, it like sold out in like a heartbeat, and standing ovations, like, he's just brilliant. Absolutely amazing.
I love that.
Yeah. Legend.
Is there anyone that you've worked with that you go, fuck, I'm working with them?
He was one, definitely. It's Ruthie Henshaw. When I did Les Mis, she was Fontaine. And when I did Oliver, she was Nancy and Oliver as well.
Really?
That's the first pair of tits I saw, actually. So I went into her dressing room when I was like 12 and she was there, like, just knock us out. She was like, you're right. Ruthie's tits. But yeah, she's amazing. She's lovely.
She's camp as hell.
Her favourite word is hoop.
Hoop.
Hoop. Yeah.
I love
Loves
that.
It. Yeah.
I mean, is it lick ass to say that's my favourite story? But I mean, it's got pop icon, you, and Lily Savage in the same story, and getting absolutely
and getting
drunk.
Shit-faced pissed. Yeah.
It was campy.
And
crazy.
Firemen. And fire brigade.
Firemen.
Well, do you know what I mean?
My dad's a fireman, so I've never been like, woo, fireman. Oh. I always think of it like firemen, or they're missing the kids' birthdays. I don't find them sexy. I think you bastards.
So look, this is the part of the show where we crown a gossip goddess.
We just did it.
Yeah, I love that story.
We've licked your ass.
It's fantastic.
You got it. Won it.
Thanks, guys.
You've won the meet and greet with Danny Beard.
And it just
so
goes,
excited.
You asshole, Sam. And I think it just goes to show that you don't always need to talk about willies.
No.
You don't. Yeah, what? If
we
one
do
thing...
like it, but I feel embarrassed today.
Although, having said that, how did I get on this show? I messaged you on Instagram saying, whose cock do I have to suck to get on this show? And it turns out it was Lily Mays.
Well, you're going
to
you're gonna have to wait. We're waiting for the clone of Willy to set, but then you can sort of Lily Mays cock.
Listen, it won't be very filling, trust me.
It's all right, I'm only little.
Editing
that
out.
No, mine.
I was going to say.
Do you feel like if you had a penis, you would have big penis energy?
Yeah.
Do you not
feel that right now?
I think
Lily
May
gives
big energy.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, she'd be swinging it about.
Oh, yeah. Lily May's face. No one can see it, but Lily May's face.
I think she'd be one of the ones that comes behind and just puts it on your shoulder. One of those ones. When just can stand behind you, just consensually, pop it on your shoulder.
I just say, I never thought watching like S Club on the TV when I was younger, I ever thought this would be my first interaction.
That's a specific story, John. Is that from experience?
Lily, someone has done it to me before. Little nut sack on your shoulder.
Please tell me that wasn't another meeting.
No, no. Maybe in America, though. You never know.
Squirrel friends aside, let's hide our nuts and compose ourselves. Listen, girls, gays and theys, we love you. We love you getting in touch. And if you do want to get in touch, you can do by emailing us at letters@gossipgazepod.com.
You can DM us on Insta at gossipgazepod, and you can even get in touch via WhatsApp.
Yeah, send us texts, voice notes, go wild. And of course, if you wish to remain anonymous, just say, we'll never out you, and we can even disguise your voice.
Just head over to this episode's description to find out more.
And please also don't forget to give us a glowing 5-star rating and review if you listen on Apple's podcasts.
And we'll be back with a brand new bonus episode on Monday.
Yes, we will. And I'm going to get into everything I want to get into you with, because this is iconic behaviour from us. So thank you for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We were going to talk a lot more on our bonus. So for now, from me, from Sam, from Lily May, and of course from John, thank you so much. We will see you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The Gossip Case.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.